Race 5, number 6, Eichelstein. 9, Chosen Angel. Number 11, Halia Rothstar. And 12, Wrongdoor Reggie. 6, 9, 11 and 12. Race 6, number 6, Usain Dane. And 8, El Prado Gold. 6 and 8. Race 7, 8, Simon Ice. 9, Idlad. And 11, Never Without You. 8, 9 and 11. And race 8, number 3, I Love What She Brings. 4, Jet Express. 12, Sir Gab. And 13, Augusta Bell. 3, 4, 12 and 13. A heavy 8, they race on the inner track today, the Parks Track in Adelaide. For our radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview that program right on 11 o'clock this morning. So there are our scratchings, repeating the late scratching in the last at Randwick, race 9, number 11, Clipper. And our preview with Paul Joyce and Mike Fraser after the break.
It's the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association's flagship event.
Racing's Night of Champions 2017.
A night of glitz, glamour and fun.
And you're invited. Thursday, August 17 at the Royal Randwick Ballroom. Dinner, beverages and entertainment all included at $240 per person.
Be there when the winners are announced at the New South Wales Racing Industry's Night of Nights.
Book now at nswroa.com.au or call 9299 4299.
Dynamic Syndications, in alliance with Gay and Adrian, offer a fantastic colt produced from combining a champion racehorse with a multiple stakes winning mare. Buy All Too Hard, champion 3-year-old and 4-time Group 1 winning half brother to Black Caviar. He's now a wonderful young sire. Our colts from the brilliant Galapagos Girl, a multiple Group 3 winner and Group 1 placed. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this superb colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3368.08.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au.
Racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $150,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And just another reminder as well here on Sky, we're right behind the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study launched by the Cancer Council, looking for men between 40 and 74 years of age. Check it out at abcstudy.com.au. It's a great initiative that we can help people into the future. If you haven't suffered cancer, they're the men that we're after. 40 to 74 years of age, go to abcstudy.com.au. This is Sky Racing HQ, and Mark Van Gestel is back, Racing New South Wales Chief Steward. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Yesterday, that hearing continued in the Strangles inquiry regarding two former Godolphin employees. And just bring us up to date what unfolded yesterday, if you can, and what's going into the future.
Yeah, sure, Andrew. So there was a charge issued against firstly Henry Plumtree under AR64K for failing to report that the horse Polemic had in fact been confirmed positive to Strangle. So Mr. Plumtree yesterday pleaded guilty to that charge, and we took some submissions and evidence from him in respect to penalty, and the stewards have reserved their decision in respect to penalty in relation to that charge. In respect to Mr. O'Shea, we've issued two charges against him, one being a party to that breach of Mr. Plumtree's failing to report, and also there were some charges issued in respect to false and or misleading evidence. So there was not guilty pleas entered in respect to both those charges in respect to Mr. O'Shea. So there's been evidence and submissions made in respect to that, and the stewards have also adjourned that matter to consider the evidence and the submissions, and hopefully we can resume that matter in the near future, Andrew.
Okay, we'll stand by for that. All right, oh, what have you found for us at Randwick? We're on a soft seven. It's going to get quite gusty this morning into the afternoon, so we'll monitor that as we go. But what have you found for us?
Yes, sure, Andrew. Out of the third race, he's a given at Randwick 22nd of July. It jumped awkwardly, but then in the straight, it was held off a clear rating until about the 200-metre mark, beaten just on three lengths when finishing six behind Kings of Leon. But that effort first up, I thought, had a bit of merit. Out of race four, the Highway, Zarina's Gold, number 15 at Wagga on the 18th of July, stood flat-footed, missed the start by about six lengths, and then it travelled wide throughout the event, hit the front, and the effort told just towards the finish of the race. It was sent back to trials at Canberra, where it trialled on the 28th of July. Jumped well there, but one would expect if it jumps cleanly today, it certainly will be able to be right in the finish. Race 5, Andrew, get on the Grange at Grafton Cup on the 13th of July. It was unable to improve, making the home turn when it was held up, and then near the 150th, the shift back to the inside of the winner's heels to obtain clear running, beaten just on the neck when finishing second there to supply and demand. Then take you over, Andrew, to the 7th race, the Missile, the Monster to Grafton in the Ramorny, 12th of July. It hung out quite badly throughout the early and middle stages. It was then sent back to the trials. We've trialled at Tamworth, that won a trial there on the 30th of July. Some gear changes being made there with the Monster blinkers near side going on, and also Norton Bitten tongue tie. So hopefully that will improve the horse's manners. And the last one to mention, Andrew, Bolero King out of race 9. Had a bit of pre-race issue where it shifted a plate and was replated, but raced quite fiercely throughout the earlier middle stages of the race, and then had difficulty obtaining clear running for some distance near the 200 metres, so it probably should have finished a little closer also.
Bolero King in the last. And Christian Reed takes the ride, race 8, number 9, and repeating Clipper, a late scratching in race 9 due to vets. Thanks a lot, Mark. Hope it's a quiet day for Jockey Celebration Day out there.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel joining us. It is Jockey Celebration Day at Randwick and all around. There's about, I think, around 20 tracks around Australia that will celebrate it today. We urge you to donate to the National Jockeys Trust by going to njt.org.au. Tabcorp and Sky very much behind today, and we urge you to support. Mike Fraser's with us, of course. He's been with us right through the morning. And Paul Joyce is our other form analyst. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Morning, Mike. And good morning to all the punters out there. A few scratchings in the last 20 minutes have caught me scrambling a touch, but I'm on top of it now. Interested to see how Mike's adjusted his selections accordingly. But really looking forward to the day, Andrew. And as you said, Jockey Celebration Day. So a great cause, and make sure you donate.
Yeah, for sure. He's in Darwin, but he still wants to be a part of Racing HQ on a Saturday. Glenn Munsey. Morning to you, Glenn.
Yes, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Pa. Good morning, Michael. On what is, Andrew, developing into a significant day in racing in Australia, being National Jockey Celebration Day, the first Saturday in August, and I'm quite proud to say that I'm heavily involved with the National Jockeys Trust, and I'm sure my late father would have been very, very proud of the work that the National Jockeys Trust is doing and has done for jockeys over the last few years. And once again, very proud that Tabcorp, who is my employer, has decided in the last few years to be one of the major contributors to the National Jockeys Trust. And I must say, I'll pump up my own tyres, which I'm probably prone to do quite a lot, but that was through a request of myself to Tabcorp, that they get behind the National Jockeys Trust a few years ago. They were looking for a charity to get behind, and I put forward the National Jockeys Trust, and very, very proud that Tabcorp has taken them on board. And as I said, a great institution that it's now become, the National Jockeys Trust, and doing some magnificent work all around the country.
Yeah, for sure. You should be very proud with that, and we urge everybody to support it. Wherever you're listening or watching us today, if you're going to a race meeting or, in fact, having a bet today, maybe save an extra couple of coins and go to njt.org.au. Righto, Glenn, give us the market here for the first, and this has changed a little bit with a couple of scratchings last night and this morning.
Yeah, Andrew, and well, speaking about jockeys and raising funds, the first race is the walkingtohelp.com.au sprint. Of course, Cathy O'Hara, Huey Bowman, Stephen Baster and Corey Brown walked the Kokoda, and I had a chat to Peter Moody up here in Darwin, Andrew. There's a little bit of conjecture. Is it the Kokoda track? Is it the Kokoda Trail? They posted a photo yesterday standing underneath a structure that had Kokoda Trail written on it, but Peter Moody said to me quite adamantly, listen, the diggers called it the Kokoda track. He said, I'll be calling it the Kokoda track, and he walked it a few weeks ago. But a magnificent effort by Huey, Corey, and Cathy O'Hara, and also Stephen Baster to walk. So the first race is the walkingtohelp.com.au sprint, and still the opportunity to donate and money raised by those participants, along with Chris Smith and others, goes towards the National Jockeys Trust. So the first on the program today, the Mighty Fed is a $13 chance. We go to Brave Song at $3, Wild Heart at $7.50. Addictive Nature, the favourite, at $2.25. Shogun Sun at $9. Solar Patch is at $10. Fanoon came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and nothing the place. And Regimen came out this morning, 12 cents a win and 13 cents a place. Easily the best supported runner and one of the better back runners on the whole program today is Brave Song here. $4 originally, was into $3.70 yesterday and opened that $3 quote this morning.
Yeah, well, I think the speed map's pretty simple here. Addictive Nature goes straight to the front. Wild Heart with the blinkers on just drops in behind it in the second spot. With a scratching of the bottom one, I think the ones posing up behind will be maybe the Mighty Fed first up, and the other one there won't be too far away is Solar Patch. But favourite fly solo, Paul?
Yeah, it looks that way for sure, Mike. I think Brave Song can settle a bit closer today. Obviously went back from the outside draw at Canterbury last time before winning. I'm going with Brave Song. I went 2, 4, 1, and 3. I really didn't have much between the two favoured runners. It was just the price that led me into Brave Song. And I'm convinced the form line around him is at least as strong as the favourite, if not stronger. Obviously, he debuted behind Calculated, the Stay You Think colt we saw of Chris Wallace, who then came to town and ran a very good second, gapping the third horse in a Saturday race. And then at Canterbury, Brave Song won by 3 lengths, never in doubt, came on the worst part of the track early in the day. And the horses he beat there, Sparky Lad and Puppet Master, are no slouches. So I just think the form around him warrants him being a lot closer in the market to the four Addictive Nature, who we've seen once and did absolutely everything right, winning that race at Warwick Farm when very heavily backed. He's obviously a smart colt, but so far we haven't had any form come through that race. So I'm just leaning towards the better value, 2 ahead of 4. Number 1, the Mighty Fed, loves these conditions. We saw this horse last prep win 2 on very heavy tracks, one of them here at Randwick. The conditions will suit him first up. I think he's a value runner. And number 3, Wild Heart, with the blinkers first time, has had a bit of support. But for me, it's between the favourites, 2, 4, 1, and 3.
Yeah, I agree. I think 2's the way to go. I've got a bit of an opinion of this horse, Brave Song. It's made dramatic improvement between both runs, both there at Canterbury. The most recent win over 1,200 was very stylish. When Huey let the horse come into the race there, he just travelled up 3 and 4 wide. He made a couple of runs on him, let down beautifully over the last 200 and, you know, could have won by further if so desired. Hands are soft, no issue at all there. I don't think he'd be really hard to beat. 3's the danger, I thought. Wild Heart made nice improvement all 3 runs this prep. I thought it was a sound effort behind Maurice at Warwick Farm last start in what is a good race. The blinkers go on. Tommy Berry, when we interviewed him earlier, he said, you know, he was thought his ride was so-so. I didn't think it was that bad. Blinkers should definitely make the horse concentrate. And he said he could, you know, just posse up directly behind the lead here and get the run of the race. For 3rd, number 4, Addictive Nature, absolutely no knock on the horse at all. Was a very impressive debut win. Did it at both ends there at Warwick Farm. Sprinted away for them after doing work in a line of leaders up on the speed. So it's open to more improvement. For sure and certain, and with a soft lead, it could be off and gone. And for 4th, number 1, the Mighty Fed, for all the reasons you said, that's had the 2 nice soft trials, and it's got some good soft form, especially here at Randwick. 2, 3, 4, and 1.
Darren Flindell, of course, calling all the action for the Australian Turf Club and Sky today. He likes the 2 as well to beat 4, 3, and 6. 2, 4, 3, and 6. And Mike, one thing, you spoke about the track earlier, but Navesh Ramdani, with the winds today, they're going to be easing through the afternoon, but he stressed that If they're strong early, the jocks may be looking for cover between the 1,000 and the home turn when that west-northwesterly wind is going to be pumping straight into them.
Yeah, okay, well, that makes sense. And the other reason I think the track might dry out a little bit quicker is the fact that, as I said, there's a few pot marks where it's opened up a little bit. So when the track's more open and that breeze gets onto it, that's another way it can suck the moisture out of it too.
Yeah, so we'll monitor that early. The winds are meant to ease as the day goes on. To race two, Glenn, this race over the 1,800 metres.
And one of your favourites, Andrew, hashtag the races. Handicap here, the second, where Miss Dubois is an $11 chance. Wang Wah is at $6.50. We go to Dia Passon at $4.40. A long time ago at $3.50. La Chicabella, favourite, $3.40. Labdian at $12. Seventh Chick, who ran yesterday at Wyong, came out this morning. 3 cents a win and 2 cents the place. Shanna Key is at $17. Lani Girl at $34. And centre of attention is A Scratching. Nowhere near the amount of activity in race two than we've had in race one. At this stage, probably La Chicabella, but it's not significant.
Munns, you've got 5 seconds.
Yes, Michael.
Glory, glory.
Never in doubt, Michael. Never in doubt at any stage. I did cause quite an embarrassing situation at Parliament House here in Darwin last night, watching the last 20 minutes on my phone whilst at a function and cheering like a three-year-old when they got across the line.
Well done, buddy. Well done. Speed in the race here. Look, there's two on paces here. We've got Long Time Ago and La Chicabella. When we spoke to Corey Brown earlier in the show, he hinted that he'd prefer to lead on La Chicabella because she resents being in behind. He said if he doesn't lead, he'd probably sit outside the other one to ensure a solidly run race. So there you two on-pace runners. I think the other one tucking in behind is Diopson, and the rest of them like to find their feet. So there's only three go-forward horses here, Joycey.
Yeah, and they're the three that dominate the betting, Mike. And look, I couldn't find much between them. I've ended up going 5, 3, 4, and 8. I just thought La Chicabella, well, she hasn't done anything wrong not to back her yet, has she? She's had the 5 starts, 3 wins and 2 placings. And as you just said, when she finds the front, she obviously is a little bit better than when she has to tuck in behind them. And she should lead today. I'll be surprised if Long Time Ago really presses her, considering stepping up from 15 to 1,800 and was probably only just finding the line there at the end of the 15 the other day. So I think La Chicabella can lead. I think that suits. And I've got her marginally on top of number three, Diapason, who's had the 6 starts and has also never missed a top three finish. She's performed twice on soft tracks. She'll probably take the trail behind these other two, so if they do cut at each other, it'll suit Karen McAvoy, who'll be smoking his pipe on Chris Waller's mare. And I've got her as the danger. Number four, Long Time Ago, as I said, found the line solidly over 1,500 last start, bred to get over a trip. Racing pattern hasn't exactly pointed towards that. But I'll leave that to the Gaywood House Adrian Pott team. And for the fourth, I thought number eight, Shanaki. Now, she's got a bit of form on soft and heavy tracks, so the conditions should suit today. And if you take a line through La Chicabella's form last start, she gets a big weight swing, but she's a much bigger price in the market. So I'll go 5, 3, 4, and 8, Mike.
I've got the same numbers. I just switched them around slightly. My tail end is I've got the same Quinella. I'm with the 5, La Chicabella. She was dominant at Warwick Farm last start. The only thing I would add that its full brother's a consistent winner over 2,100 metres, albeit in Hobart, but on heavy tracks down there, had no trouble running 2,100. And Corey Brown hinted that this 1,800 is going to be right up her alley. She's on top, 3 Diopson, having a first prep, but hasn't put a foot wrong with 2 wins and 4 placings. I thought back to the mile the other day at Flemington and sitting up close to the speed really didn't suit. I think getting back out to 1,800 is more ideal, as is evident by the effort on the lakeside. Oh, sorry, on the hillside course 2 starts back, where it probably should have won that race over 1,800. So ticks a few boxes there, getting back to the right trip. 8 for 3rd, Shinnikey closed quite well in that race behind La Chicabella, and also has got 2,100 metre form. And for 4th, number 4, Long Time Ago, has been good up on the speed all 3 runs. Was beaten as favourite last start, and it's on the quick backup, but I'm just not 100% sure about it at the 1,800, but definitely can be in the mix for the miners. 5, 3, 8 and 4.
Yeah, look, Darren Flindell makes it best bet of the day. La Chica Bella, number 5, to be 2-3-6. 5-2-3-6 for Darren Flindell in race number 2. Race 3, the Cindy Sullivan Memorial here. Glenn, it's over the 1,400.
Yeah, and in this race, Andrew, we start with Maracabar for Anthony and Edward Cummings. Has a couple of gear changes today. The winkers go on because the blinkers have come off, and it's a $21 chance. Brazen, with the blinkers on, is also at $21. Francesco at $6. He's a given at $8. King Darcy for Timmy Martin and Adam Hieronymus, the favourite, at $3.90. Zorconig is at $8. Dane Thunder is $9. Imperator Augustus at $4.60. Abohar came out yesterday, 6 cents a winner, nothing the place. Of course, it ran at Warwick Farm on Wednesday and pulled up distressed. I think you'll find. Dwarf Star, also a scratching, came out this morning, and just checked that deduction for you. And it is 5 cents a win and nothing the place. And Sonic Swish, who's been entered and scratched on two occasions during the week, running today at $7.50. Best supported runner here is King Darcy, but once again, it's not massive. And they line up behind it. Very, very little separating Francesco. He's a given, and Brazen.
Speed in the race. King Darcy, wide draw, presses forward. If so desired, can cross and lead. Imperator Augustus won't be too far away from barrier one. The other horse I've got going forward is He's a Given, so whether the pattern's been established after a couple of races and they hold up on King Darcy, I'm not sure, but Adam Hieronymus, good on-pace jockey, he'll probably press forward and lead.
Yeah, I think Imperator Augustus from the one gate will probably make sure he holds the front, but I've got King Darcy basically sitting outside, and those two can control the tempo to some degree, and that's why I'm sticking with those two numbers, 8, 5, 4, and 2. Look, Imperator Augustus, he's got good form here at Randwick on soft track. He's had the 4 starts over this track and distance now for 2 wins and a second. And as I said, both starts he's led on soft and heavy tracks at his past 4 outings. He's managed to hold on and win. One of them was over this track and distance, beating Vanaloquio and Lay Down the Law. I just can't see them giving up barrier 1 under those circumstances. The number 1 Imperator Augustus, I think, will give you a great run out in front. But number 5, King Darcy, another one who loves soft track, got great form at this distance, and as Mike just said, he'll punch forward, should take up a spot. If they can control that tempo up front, I really do think they'll have the advantage in the run home. Number 4, He's a Given, comes right into calculation on this on these track conditions, loves a soft and heavy track. His second up starts aren't flash, but I think he maps just to trail those leaders today, so he can improve sharply at a bit of a price. And number 2, Brazen, with the blinkers back on, third up off a long spell. He loves a heavy track, so I don't think this top 7 will worry him. I think he's another one that can improve at big odds. But I've got it down to the 2 leaders here, 8, 5, 4 and 2.
Yeah, my numbers have changed a little bit here with the scratching of Dwarf Star. I thought he had an excellent chance. And I've gone with my second pick here in Dane Thunder. This one's up from Victoria. He's had 6 runs this preparation. He's been quite luckless in 3 or 4 of them. The most recent effort at Caulfield in that benchmark 75 was sound when it was a close-up third. The numbers that returned in that race over this distance should hold it in good stead for a race like this. And from barrier 3, I'm hoping it won't get quite as far back as it has been recently. If it can get to midfield, it should present itself nicely in the straight, and the soft track doesn't seem to be an issue. I lean towards it to beat the 5, King Darcy. He was terrific first up. At Rose Hill in the worst ground. I wasn't all that fussed on the ride there second up. I thought they made far too much use of it early. And on top of that, it could have been slightly flat from the first up run. Out to a trip that suits here. It's got the pace to cross and either lead or sit outside the lead. And I think it is a significant jockey change. So he's ready to improve for sure. 3, Francesco for 3rd. Has had a solid prep all 3 runs. It was wide and a tough effort last start. Here at Randwick in that 1500 soft track certainly does look to suit, if the closes are suited, he certainly will be running on. And for 4th, number 8, Imperator Augustus, for all the reasons you said, having a very solid prep, he gets to the right trip here, soft track both suit. His most recent win at Canterbury, if a repeat of that performance, gives him an excellent chance in this. 7, 5, 3, and 8.
Darren Flindell likes the 8, Imperator Augustus, to beat 4, 3, and 5. 8, 4, 3, and 5. And just a mention of the Cindy Sullivan Memorial. She's the wife of bookie Mick. They've got a big function out there today at Randwick. We wish them all the very best. She only passed away a few months ago, so it's a special day, not only for National Jockeys Trust, the Jockey Celebration Day, but thoughts today for the family of Cindy Sullivan. And as I say, Mick and the crew out there have got a big function at Randwick. We'll take a break on Racing HQ, back with Race 4, the Tab Highway, in a moment.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loans subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $150,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Aquas Farm swing open the gates for a very special stallion parade on Friday, August 25. Located at Murrurundi in the Hunter Valley, come see our proven blue blood stallions, Artie Schiller, Dream Ahead and Al Mahar. And exciting first season stallions, Divine Prophet and Kiss and Make Up. There are two parades on the day at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Light refreshments will be served prior to each parade. Shuttle bus available. Visit aquasfarm.com or call 6546 6550 to register.
Here's week 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx Blitz.
She's a champion.
She's
a Winx.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick Saturday, August 19 at Might and Power Race Day
to see Winx's highly anticipated return.
See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo and much more. For more information, visit the atc.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $150,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. A fortnight today, if everything continues to go to plan, the champion mare Winx will return. We're going to be doing Racing HQ live from Randwick on August 19 in the morning to give you the latest to set the scene. And, of course, she has her second barrier trial on Tuesday, which you'll see on Sky as well. Mike Fraser, Paul Joyce and Glenn Munsey is in Darwin from tab.com.au. Hey, Glenn, what
yes,
about
Andrew.
The market for the Tab Highway Race 4?
Andrew, more importantly, August 19, we're at Randwick in the van. So Gary Macris, he'll be listening at Stable Talk there on Anzac Parade. He'll be busily working out how many bacon and egg rolls he'll have to send over.
Well, that'll be two for you, two for Munsey, and I'm lucky to get a grip on one. So you better stack up. It'll be a grand day, August 19. This market changed too with the scratching of Superstar Bob.
Yeah, unfortunate for Matty Dale to lose both Superstar Bob and, more importantly, Clipper as a late scratching in the last, both on vet's advice. You do hope that there's nothing wrong with both of the runners there. But the Tab Highway today is a Class 3, and it's the Tab Highway supports the Jockeys Trust, and Tabcorp will be presenting a check. I think it's a $40,000 check to the National Jockeys Trust today. The Tab Highway always a good race, and we start with Puzzling Wonder here. It's a $13 chance. Care to think for Matty Dunn, and he could have run it in Brisbane, but he decided to bring it to Sydney. It's the $2.30 favourite. Superstar Bob out. Now, the deduction for Superstar Bob taken out this morning is, as I bring it up here on Larry, and he tells me that it's 18 cents the win and 16 cents the place. We go to Gatan at $4.60, Assurity at $21, maybe even you at $18, DeBeek part owned by, of course, the boss. Well, it's the boss of the Murphy household, Bernadette, but of course the wife of Lindsay Murphy. And DeBeek is a $26 chance. McPhee Lass at $5. Magic Ali at $26. Stop the Fight at $17. Eva Jean is out, no deduction. Freightinator is a $21 chance. Mr. Marmalade came out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 1 cent the place. Verbal is out, no deduction. Zarina's Gold at $71 and Devlan out, no deduction there. Best supported runner here only just with the scratching now of Superstar Bob is Gitan in front of Puzzling Wonder, third pick, the favourite, care to think.
Speaking of Gitan, I think it rolls to the front, leads unopposed with a couple of these scratches. They haven't got a lot of pressure in numbers. Gitan leading from Puzzling Wonder and DeBeek from a wider draw, pressing forward, getting into the first two or three, and basically after that, the rest of them like to find their feet. Now, this favourite from that draw, not exactly sure what Ty's going to do there. Doesn't really normally like to be too close to the action, so maybe they'll be looking for some sort of cover, maybe three or four pairs back, three wide.
Yeah, exactly, Mike, and I think the pattern of the day by race four will probably help indicate what they're going to do on Care to Think. I'm keen on the four, though. Gitan, the horse you just said, may get a softish lead here. I've gone 4, 2, 8, and 5, and I've actually made Gitan my best bet of the day. I love horses that race in benchmark city class and then come back to these highways. And Gitan was very brave, I thought, last start on a soft track at Canterbury, finishing third behind Awoke and the Pharaoh, who have since both run second in strong Saturday affairs. And Gitan comes back here to the highway this afternoon on a track which should really suit him. He has won on a genuine heavy track and he's been placed a couple of times on soft, including that last start. And then Mike said he goes forward, he makes his own luck on speed, whereas the favourite will be back wide and trying to run him down late. I think Gitan's a really good play here. And the trainer, Jean Dubois, if you haven't heard much of him, he's based at Goulburn and he's got a strike rate of nearly 20%. So he knows what he's doing, and I'm happy to stick with number four, Gitan, here. Now, the two Care to Think, obviously on form, he's a big danger. Matt Dunn trained, he's won a stack of these highways. And this horse is a strong last start winner at Doomben. Hasn't won on soft, but has been placed three times. So I'm not too concerned about the conditions for him. It's more about where he gets to in the run. Number eight, a Maxi Lass, has the inside draw. The claim for Rachel King, twice a winner on soft going and did win easily last start at Scone. And the best of the rest here, I thought, was the five Assurity, who's had the best form, is definitely on soft and heavy going. So Sue Grills brings this one to town today with the right sort of track conditions. But I think Gitan's a good thing, Mike. I've gone 4, 2, 8, and 5.
Which way for you here, Mike, in the Tab Highway?
Sorry, mate, my daughter just brought some muesli down for me. I was just having a mouthful there, sorry.
No coffee?
Mate, I'm off the
coffee. Still off the coffee?
Off the coffee. I've got through that. That's all good. Look, I've stuck with a favourite here in Care to Think. He's had a terrific preparation. He's been on the improve pretty much in all five runs this campaign. Good winner last start at Doomben in that three-year-old open over 1350. As I said initially, it does map a little bit tricky. I think the fact that the track's going to be a little bit better than we first thought is a bonus, because you've got no real slow to heavy track form. I just think, as I said, if you can repeat that Doomben win in that good three-year-old race there, I think he holds him in good stead for this. Eight McAfee Lass, I've thrown it in for second. It's made nice improvement, the three runs from a 42-day break. 48-day break, I should say. The most recent resulted in a good win there at Scone in that Class 3 over 1,400 metres. Likes the soft tracks, so no issue there. For third, number four, Gitan. All the reasons Joycey said, has been good up on the speed. Both runs his preparation. Had a nice barrier trial since that Canterbury run. And the 1,400 and the soft surface certainly do suit. And for fourth, number nine, Magic Ali. I think that was a misleading beaten margin last start behind Suncraze in that Class 3 here over 1,400 metres. Was sort of coming into the race at the 300 and got a pretty decent sort of a check, managed to pick itself up later and battled on quite soundly. I'm sticking with the fave, 2, 8, 4 and 9.
Yeah, so too is Darren Flindell. He's gone now with Care to Think. 2 to beat 4, 1 and 8. 2, 4, 1 and 8. That's the first leg of today's Big 6-2. A projected pool of around 150,000 expected there on the Big 6. I just had a call, guys, from Matt Dale on his two horses. Two totally separate things. He said timing can be bloody everything here. Superstar Bob has got a slight infection in a leg and needs antibiotics. And Clipper did a little jump in the yard this morning, came back and has just injured its heel. It's a bit tender on it, and that was why it was a late scratching. When they went to get things organised to travel up, that horse was feeling that heel. So they'll be right in 48 hours, but Mike, not right today.
No, exactly. Well, much better that they have those sort of minor issues as opposed to something like some sort of virus going through the stable. So that's fantastic news.
Yeah, understand. Right, let's move to race five now. Glenn Munsey, what's the market here with Tab Fixed Odds?
Yeah, and good luck to Maddie spending the day on the lounge instead of having to come up to see any of those runners. Righto, the fifth race on the program today. Now, this is the John and Denise Cobcroft Recognition Handicap. Now, for people that are wondering, John and Denise Cobcroft, of course, well, quite well-known names in racing, but also to do with the Jockeys Trust, the Denise Cobcroft Trust, managed by Bob Charlie and others, donated $400,000 out of the proceeds of the Cobcroft Trust. It was a breeding trust, and was after, I think it was 6 years in operation, there was a surplus there of $400,000, and Bob Charlie put forward that money donated to the Jockeys Trust. So a magnificent gesture by the trust there of the late John and Denise Cobcroft. And of course, if you're wondering what horses they had, they're all the hot as hell, and all those horses yellow with the white spots. And of course, that tradition, Andrew, carried on by Ben Smith with his good mare that carries those colours at present.
Yeah, in her time. So it's a remarkable thing, 400,000. And, well, words don't summarise just what I know the National Jockeys Trust and the jockeys feel about such a donation. It's just a magnificent thing to do. What about the market, mate?
Yeah, well, speaking about people involved in racing, Ouvray here, trained by young Richard Freeman. Now, Rose Hill and Hawkesby, he's just expanding by the minute, Richard, now with two stables. He's got a tongue tie on, not Richard, but Ouvray today with a tongue tie on at $23. You wouldn't get one on Richard. Get on the Grain, Scratch from Brisbane to run here is an $8 chance. Sayed is the $2.80 favourite. Vassal at $8. Count of Lemonade at $71. Four Carat at $31. Global Gentle, Scratch from Melbourne to run here at $10. Life of Brian with a gear change today. They've taken the blinkers off as it goes up in distance, but put a visor on it, and it's an $8.50 chance. Springbok Flyers running in Melbourne, scratched on Thursday. 2 cents a win and 1 cent the place, the deduction there. Ashley Marie, scratch from Melbourne to run here at $9.50. King's Officer at $19. Go Benny at $10. And Celestial Choice is an $18 chance. Best supported runner here easily is Sayed. Did go up three, was into 280 yesterday, has remained at 280 now for a couple of days. Second pick, though, and fairly close to it, is Go Benny.
Speed in the race. Well, I think Ashley Marie, the Victorian mare that's up here for today's contest, she'll roll to the front and take up the lead. We spoke to Josh Parr earlier. He's keen to take a sit on Life of Brian. Said the horse performs better when takes a sit, especially getting up to 2,400 metres. The other ones won't be too far away. Of course, Sayed, beautifully drawn there with Kieran on board. It's not going to give away barrier one, so it may be one or two pairs back. And Counter Lemonade, another one that's nicely drawn that won't get too far away. Global Gentle, from a wide draw, we'll be looking to pair up maybe two or three slots back. But I've got the Victorian in front.
Yeah, Mike, look, I think it'll be an even to genuine sort of 2,400 metres. They should all get their chance. I've gone 12, 3, 13 and 2. Having a little spec on number 12 here, Go Benny. Interested to hear Munn say he was reasonably well supported in the market. He's been flying under the radar a bit. He was runner-up at two in a row there. One was on a soft track behind Sayed and gets a bit of a weight swing on Sayed for that second placing. So the market has him a bit out of whack there. And then last start at Rose Hill, I thought behind Vaucluse Bay when he gave them a big start on the turn and really worked home stronger than anything late to finish fourth. I think getting back on top on the soft track today, getting back up to the 2,400 and down in the weights on 53 kilos, I think you could do worse things than have something each way on number 12, Go Benny, who is by Monaco Consul, and they generally absolutely love these sort of conditions. And Corey Brown, I wasn't on last start, but he was on board for the 2 second place finishes. He gets back on today. Number 3, Sayed, the obvious danger, has the perfect form almost coming into this. 1-2, 1-2, 1. Chris Waller trained Karen McAvoy, barrier 1, loves a soft and heavy track. No knock on the favourite whatsoever. Number 13, another one at a bit of a price, Celestial Choice. She's really come on since she's gone down to the Kembla Stables of Robert and Luke Price. She hasn't missed a place in her past five starts, and I think she handles all sorts of going, so she's going in at a lightweight chance. And the two, Get on the Grange. Well, this horse made a late lunge at supply and demand in the Grafton Cup and just missed. He won before that at Doomben on a soft track, so for an eight-year-old, he seems to be in career best form. I'll go 12, 3, 13 and 2.
Yeah, I've gone with the three here. I'm 3, 8, 12 and 10. Look, he's having a very good preparation. He's won 3 from 5 up to his most recent effort at Warwick Farm there, where he won over this distance in that benchmark 78. Does go up in grade here, I do concede, but he's had a lovely barrier trial since, typical of Chris Waller, to keep the marking marking time. He maps beautifully. Soft track form is quite sound, and I'm sure he's going to acquit himself well. Second, I've thrown in Life of Brian. He's been up a while, but he has won 2 of his last 4 starts. He's given no peace up on the speed last start when a battling third. Gets back to a much softer track here, and with that nice tag just off the speed, Josh was quite convinced that he would be able to run the 2400, so no issue there. For third, number 12, Go Benny. For all the reasons you said, Joycey, he really has hit the line strongly. His last 5 starts was terrific here at Warwick Farm. 3 runs back over 2400, and then got too far back at the wrong trip behind Vaucluse Bay last Saturday in this grade. Getting back to the right trip here certainly does suit. And for fourth, number 10, this visitor from Melbourne, Ashley Marie. She's an on-pacer. She's won well 2 of the last 3, both at the Lakeside course up to 2100 metres. She's never won at 2400, but she's been placed 3 times, and if they leave her alone for a long time, she can acquit herself well. And the key factor, I think, the main key factor to her chances are all her form is on soft tracks. 3, 8, 12 and 10.
Darren Flindell likes Life O'Brien, number 8, to beat 3, 11 and 13. 8, 3, 11 and 13 in race 5. Time starting to tighten up, guys, as we head to race 6, the jockey celebration day.
Right, I'll just increase the speed, Andrew. So, Willie, here a $7.50 chance. Invincible Knight, $3.50, and that price makes it favourite. Zinzan Eddie at $41. Gold Ambition at $21. Eximus up from Melbourne at $26. Zayam at $21. Olympic Academy for Crookie the Bookie, with the blinkers on, but the winkers come off at $34. Admiral Jello at $5. Hollywood Bound at $34. Dubai in Style, $5.50. And Stain is a $4.60 chance. Best supported runner here, roughly a third of the money invested on the races on the bottom one. Stain, although it's a drifter, $4.20 out to $4.60. Second pick, Invincible Knight, it's a drifter, $3.20. Open $3.40 this morning, now $3.50. And third pick is the toppie in So Willie. It's a drifter as well, $6 out to $7.50.
Speed in the race, there's not much pressure in numbers. Gold Ambition looks to fly solo in front here from Zinzan Eddie and Zayem. They'll put Posse up behind it. The rest of them like to find their feet. I think that the majority of this form is going to be out of the run from a fortnight ago, where 7 of the 11 runners here race behind Pelotronius.
Yeah, it's an interesting map, Mike, because all of those on-pace runners are roughies, and even though there's no pressure in the race, they may give a bit of cheek. I've gone 11, 8, 9 and 2. I've gone with the 11 Stain on top. As Mike said, the Pelotronius form line looks the right one. Stain had no luck there, was travelling sweetly on the turn, was badly held up, never got a crack at them. So that 6 to 13 is a lot better than it reads on paper. And he had won his previous 4 starts, including 2 this prep, both on soft tracks. I just hope Andrew Atkins keeps him in touch with the leaders today, because I think if he can hit the front, there'll be nothing else that can go past him with 51.5 kilos on his back. Number 8, the danger for me, which is Admiral Jello. He flashed home first up behind Pelotronius. Better over a bit further, and maybe the tempo not there today, but on that first up run, you'd have to put him seriously in the mix. The 9, Hollywood Bound, if you're looking for an absolute blowout, $34 available about him. He's a soft track, heavy track specialist. He's had 2 runs back on good tracks. He hasn't had any luck on either occasion, so if you're looking for one to improve sharply, have something on number 9. And number 2, Invincible Knight, well, he does have the form on the board. He's racing in super form. Again, he's probably going to get back in a slowly run race, which is why I've got him 4th pick. But on form, recent form, you'd have to have him in your numbers. 11, 8, 9 and 2. I found it a tricky race, Mike.
Yeah, I'm with the two here. I've gone 2, 8, 11 and 10. He's having a terrific campaign. He's hit the line strongly all four runs this prep up to his most recent start behind Pelissaronius, where he made the long run, had the race won and was only run down late. Just a slight concern about the tempo of the race, but the other good point is that he's only had one run where he was fifth up before and he was successful, and that was probably his peak performance, so hope he peaks today. Two on top, 8 Admiral Jello was terrific first up in that same race. Fitter here, second up. Small query on the soft, but dead track form is okay. 11 for third, Stain, for all the reasons Joycey said. Won well his first two of the three he's had this prep. Was luckless the other day in that same race. Certainly does like the giving the ground. And for fourth, number 10, Dubai in Style. Another that's fitter for two runs back. Was shut out in the straight last start in that same race. Once it gets onto a wet track, it has a tendency to improve. 2, 8, 11 and 10.
Darren Flindell likes the Admiral. Admiral Jello, number 8, to beat 11, 2 and 4. 8, 11, 2 and 4 for Darren in race 6. This is Racing HQ on Sky. Back in a moment to look at the Group 2 Missile.
Get your entries in now for the Inglis Melbourne August Thoroughbred Sale. It's the ideal time to sell your racing and breeding prospects before the spring. August 25 at Oaklands Junction. Supplementary entries close August 18. Visit inglis.com.au.
Guys, whether it's directly or indirectly, all of us have been impacted by cancer. Here's an easy way you can make a difference.
Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. They're aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians.
But we need more blokes. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up at abcstudy.com.au. It can be done from home and in your own time.
It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. The Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. Get on board today at abcstudy.com.au.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Here's Sweet 16 for Winx.
It's a Winx split.
She's a champion. Winx.
Winx is coming. Be at Royal Randwick Saturday, August 19 at Might and Power Race Day.
To see Winx's highly anticipated return.
See the world's best turf horse live as she chases her 18th consecutive win. The day will see the whole family entertained as Royal Randwick hosts free kids activities, including a Peppa Pig stage show, a jumping castle, face painting, a petting zoo, and much more. For more information, visit the atc.com.au.
Charge Forward, proven outcross source of precocity, speed and class. Yearling sold for 9 times service fee of $8,000. Broodmare sire of this year's slipper winner. Charge Forward, standing in Morella Stud. Visit morellastud.com.au.
It's back for the spring. Monday morning at 9. Hunters Postmortem.
It is on Sky. Looking forward to that on Monday on radio. We're now at the Group 2 Missile, which is race 7 at 3:30. I took a poll on social media. We had 396 people vote since around 7 o'clock last night, and they clearly said that Le Remain, 52% of that vote, all went with Chris Lees as Group 1 winner. Glenn, what about the market in the Missile?
Well, Andrew, it's not 52% of the market, but it's roughly 47% of the market because it's a $2.10 chance. Le Romaine has the winkers off today and the synthetic hoof filler off. $2.10 favourite for the Missile. Jungle Edge back at the races today at $6. The Monstar, he'll have to get there early, Brett Kavanagh, because the near side blinker goes on. That's to stop it running out, as Josh Adams told you yesterday, Andrew. The Norton bit goes on. The tongue tie goes on, but the visor comes off. And the lugging bit comes off, and the Monstar is a $9 chance. Boss Lane for Ronnie Quinton at $19. That's a good idea out this morning. The deduction, 1 cent the win and nothing the place. Harper's Choice at $31. Tycoon Tara at $5. Invincible Gem, another runner for Chris Lees, at $8.50. And Memes is a $15 chance. Best supported runner is the favourite here, which is Le Romaine. Roughly just under a third of the amount of total investment on the race is on Le Romaine. Second pick is the Monstar. Third pick is actually Invincible Gem.
Significant pace here. We've got, obviously, we've got Jungle Edge likes to roll forward. The Monstar likes to roll forward. And Memes, the mare stepping up to weight for age for the first time. She's an on-pacer. I would suspect that she'll probably give up to these other two. And Jungle Edge and the Monstar will sort it out between them.
Yeah, significant pace, the key there, Mike, as you said. I've gone 8, 1, 2 and 3. I'm just leaning towards Chris Lees's better price stable mate, Invincible Gem. If I'm looking to put my money on, she's a classy mare, this mare. She just charged through the grades last prep, as we all saw, going from a maiden to winning the Spring Stakes at Newcastle by nearly 4 lengths. And then, to my eye, it was a huge running around with Guinea. She led them up on a heavy 10 that day. She was a fitting shot. She was still fighting right to the line, and it took inference to run her down right on the line. I've loved her two trials. Her action looks great. She seems to have come back in good order. And with that significant pressure up front, I think Corey Brown can just let her find her feet. We know she handles soft and heavy tracks, and it just wouldn't surprise me to see her sprint a bit too sharply for them all late and cause a bit of an upset. But number one, Le Romaine, he's very hard to tip against because of his first up stats, because of his soft track stats, and just because of his overall Group 1 weight for age form. He's the obvious pick on paper, which is why basically 50% of the market's agreeing with him. Jungle Edge number two comes right into it now with these conditions. I wouldn't have had him on a track any better than what we're going to get today, but he loves these conditions. He'll lead at weight for age. It's always a big plus. And number three, the Monster. Well, he's never gone better. And as Brett Kavanagh's told us on numerous occasions, this horse just needs soft and heavy conditions, which is what he gets today. So an intriguing affair. I've gone 8, 1, 2 and 3.
Yeah, my numbers are 1, 3, 2 and 4. I'm with the toppy Le Romaine. He's six of his, the six wins he's had, three of them have been at Group 1 level. He's had two lovely trials. He won fresh last prep in the Southern Cross. This track and distance with 61 kilos on his back. No issue with him handling the track. He's got a little bit of a tricky gait there, but I think, you know, come race seven, I don't think it's going to be an issue. Probably sitting, you know, two or three horses off the fence with cover, especially if they do roll along up front, he can present at the right time. Three, the Monstar for second. He's having been super sound his last four runs. Should have won the Ramorny last start. He threw that race away. The gear changes, hopefully, to rectify that problem. He's had a barrier trial since. He's a winner at this track three starts back, so he knows it well. Two, Jungle Edge for third. Best performed wet tracker in the race. If it had been a lot wetter, I probably would have nearly put him on top because he's got no equal when it comes to wet tracks. And he's had a little freshen up since failing in the Stradbroke on a dry track. And for fourth, number four, Boss Lane, I may have erred here because I thought the track was going to be wetter than it looks likely to be. His Randwick wet track form is outstanding, and he's going quite well, the old horse. But, as I said, the drying track, he probably his chances are slightly diminished. 1, 3, 2 and 4.
Yeah, Darren Flindell likes the toppy as well. Le Romaine to be 2, 3 and 4. 1, 2, 3 and 4. The big feature, the Group 2 Missile at 3:30 this afternoon. We move to race 8. The rider for 9 here, Glenn, is Christian Reith.
Yeah, Tommy Berry, just a little bit tubby, and he's throwing his good mate Christian Reith onto Gender BN. This is the tab.com.au, and I'm sure Tommy will get back to me for saying that. Top striker out here, the toppy, no deduction. Sangiovese is a $12 chance. We go to Tango Rain, resuming today, $3.30, and favourite has a tongue tie on. Proconsulate 19, Johnny Ruboy 26, Lion Cushant at $26. Salerno looking for three wins in a row over the Randwick 1000 at $12. Clipper came out when the market basically went up on Wednesday. The deduction's 13 cents a win and nothing to place, but we really hadn't struck a bet on the race when it came out. Gender BN with Christian Reith on board at $23. We've got Launch Code at $3 favourite. Sorry, I said Tango Rain favourite, but Launch Code favourite at $3. Beau Tirage at 14. Realised Potential with the blinkers off and the tongue tie off at $15. And Could Have Been is a $7.50 chance. Best supported runner here, and it's not huge, is Tango Rain. Did go up a $4.20 chance, was into as short as $3 yesterday, opened $3.20 this morning, it's back to $3.30. Second pick is actually Proconsul, who went up $23, is now $19. And third pick at the odds is Salerno, as I said, looking for three wins over the 1,000 metres at Randwick.
As you'd expect, the 1,000-metre race, there is significant pace here. Well, there's enough pace. You've got Tango Rain. Well, I think the pattern of the day will dictate what Kieran does. I mean, if if the leaders are doing well, he's got the pace to cross and lead if he wants. The other ones there that'll have something to say about that are Johnny Ruboy and Lion Couchant, and Beau Tirage also from a nice draw, won't get too far away. Away from those four, there's a few little posse up behind, Could Have Been and Co, but I think they're the principal ones to sort the lead out, but it should be solidly run.
Yeah, significant, solidly run, Mike. I like those words because I've got a back marker here at big odds. 4, 7, 10, and 3, number 4, Proconsul for me on top. This horse loves heavy tracks. Will be slightly better than that today, but he's in terrific form since Greg Hickman's got hold of him. He's an 8-year-old now, but he's been rattling home at the end of these 1,000-metre races. Basically, in this grade, he's passed two. He was placed two starts ago at $26, and then again last start, he was placed at $26. Interesting to hear Munn say he's into $19 today. But with that speed on up front, Rachel King's claim, he'll just be out the back, getting to the outside. And if the pattern of Randwick, if it could be trusted, you'd say that would be the place to be come the last couple of races today. And if that's the case, I'm going to be very happy to have something each way on number 4. Number 7, Salerno. He's won his last two starts over this track and distance, and he's won them convincingly coming from off pace in genuinely run affairs. Exactly what he'll get today. Courtney Vanderwerf's been on both occasions, but we're still getting a good price about Salerno, so he's over the odds. And then you've got the two favoured runners. I'm not knocking them, I just think there's not much value there. Number 10, Launch Code. We haven't seen him perform yet on a soft or heavy track, but he's obviously got the ability there somewhere. And number 3, Tango Rain. Well, you're taking a gamble here. First up off a very long spell. He's been trialling well. He's a classy horse. But you've always got that little niggle first up on it, plus soft to heavy track, and he's going to have to do a bit of work. I've gone 4, 7, 10 and 3, hoping for Proconsul to cause the upset.
He's probably one of the most tipped horses for today's meeting, Proconsul. Everyone seemed to tip him to either win or be in the placings, but my numbers are 3, 6, 4 and 7. I'm going to stick with Tango Rain. I concede that he's first up, but he this is like his first up at his second attempt. He had two trials and then went out again for 168 days, then has come back and has had that recent trial win at Rose Hill. He's the quality runner of the race. At his only campaign, he had four starts, won his first two impressively. It was terrific in the San Domenico and the worst ground. He had a virus. I think that's why they've stopped and started with him a couple of times. He's a smart horse, likes the wet, just got to get the right run, and I think he'll be competitive. To beat number 6, Lion Couchant, this horse has won his first two of his four runs as prep. The two subsequent runs, both behind Salerno, were good. He was never on the track in either of them. He's another that really does like to give him the ground. Then I get to number 4, Proconsul, for all the reasons you've said, Joycey. A terrific platform. His last two starts have been very, very good, both behind Salerno. He likes the wet and should be closing quite well. And for 4th, number 7, Salerno. Every time it wins, it just becomes a better price. Hit the line strongly, winning its last two starts, both at this track and distance. 3, 6, 4 and 7.
Darren goes for 7, Salerno there, to beat 4, 2 and 3. 7, 4, 2 and 3. Guys, we've got about 3 minutes here. Glenn, the market in the last.
Righto, the Schweppes handicap here. Top two out, no deduction. Denper also out, but came out this morning. 4 cents a win and 1 cent the place. Kings of Leon at $7.50. Last Witness, 11. We go to Manor at 12. Denarius, 19. Star Crossed at $14. Bolero King at 8. Spending to Win, $4.20. Then we add favourite at that price. Clipper, of course, came out around about quarter to 8. 18 cents a win and 15 cents a place there. Ghostly at 8. No interest out this morning. 4 cents a win and 1 cent the place. Argent Dior at 5. Phuket at 31. And Alluvian is a $9.50 chance. Well, even with Clipper in the race, this is the best supported runner. In fact, double the amount of investment than any other runner. Kings of Leon here. Best supported runner. Second pick is Spending to Win.
Mike, what about the pace here in the last?
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a lot of pressure here in numbers. Spending to Win, Pete Snowden hinted that they're going to try and take a sit on it from barrier one, so they'll more than likely give up the lead to a horse like Star Crossed. The others that will be looking for a non-pace position will be Bolero King from barrier two and Phuket from a slightly wider draw or press forward. The rest of them, I think, like to find their feet. Kings of Leon is an interesting one. Won't get too far back, but likes to be, you know, maybe two or three pairs back.
Yeah, look, I've got 4, 5, 6 and 10. I'm sticking with Kings of Leon. I just think he's in career-best form. He's still improving. Just a map a little bit tricky, and the soft track now improving will suit him. I'll go with him on top to keep up that winning form. Number 5, Last Witness, just edged out by Kings of Leon. Gets a 2-kilo weight swing, so you've got to put him in your numbers if you like the 4. Number 6, Mana, just keeps running good races. Loves soft and heavy tracks. He maps to get a beautiful trail. I'll put in number 10, Spending, to win. He's just about worn me down backing him straight out, but I know as soon as I drop off, he'll probably jump up and win one, so I'm going to put him in my quaddy. I've gone 4, 5, 6 and 10 in the last.
Tough race to finish today. I'm 10, 14, 12 and 4. He should be fully fit now, Spending, to win for 2 good sound on-pace runs. He was beaten a lip last start, this track and distance. He doesn't know he got beat. I think the claim could be a bit of a bonus. First time they've claimed on this horse for a while, and taking a sit, he can travel well, and if he can ambush the last 200, he might take some catching. 14 for second, Argent Dior. Victory over Spending to win last start with a beautiful ride. Meeting 3 kilos worse at the weights, but certainly is going well. 12 for third, Ghostly, another one that's had a little freshen in a trial and loves the wet. And for fourth, number 4, Kings of Leon. No knock on the horse at all. In good winning form, and a little freshen in a cold trial since that last win, and certainly does love to give him the ground. 10, 14, 12 and 4.
And Darren Flindell's numbers, 10, 4, 8 and 14 in the last. 10, 4, 8 and 14. Paul, your best?
Yeah, race 4, number 4, Gitan, Andrew, in the highway handicap. I think it's beautifully placed today.
Race 4, number 4. Thanks for your time, Paul.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
And what's your best, Mike?
Mate, get in early. I think race 1, number 2, Brave Song, from the Snowden camp, and in race 2, La Chicabella. Let's just hope Corey's legs hold up for him. That's race 2, number 5.
Race 1, number 2, and race 2, number 5. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Cheers, buddy boy.
Mike Fraser and Paul Joyce completing our Randwick preview. Don't forget, it's Jockey Celebration Day. We urge you to donate to the Jockeys Trust at njt.org.au. Sky Thoroughbred Central will have previews kicking off in around an hour's time. Stay with Sky, though, for all the entertainment of Saturday racing.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The King Living Winter Sale ends Sunday. Visit your nearest King Living showroom and save up to 50% off selected designs. Why buy ordinary furniture when you can come home to King Furniture? Hurry, sale ends Sunday. At Clyde on the M4, James Roof Drive, we have a broken down car there westbound. St Mary's, 2 cars have come together on the Great Western Highway at Memray Road, holding up eastbounders. Wiley Park, King George's Road at Canterbury Road, a multi-vehicle accident there northbound, heavy traffic in the area. And further afield, Arimba on the M1 near Palmdale Road, we have metal on the road, holding up northbounders. Sydney Boat Show is now on. See the best of boating plus the Dive Expo. It's back at Darling Harbour. Plan your visit or buy your tickets at sydneyboatshow.com.au. I'm Chris Bowen, number 1 in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
And they're off and racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $150,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $150,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And right here on Sky Sports Radio, time to have a look now at Flemington in Melbourne. Again, like us here in Sydney, it's going to be quite windy. They tell us late in the day, nowhere near last week, but it'll be later in the day rather than early, and they'll have winds around 25k gusting to 60 at times. Good four at Flemington, rail at 6 metres. Race 1, takeout number 6. Race 2 is clear, the third takeout 4 and 7. Race 4, number 10. Race 5, scratchings are 1 and 4. Race 6, take out 4, 6, 10 and 12. Race 7, 1, 2 and 11 are scratched. Race 8 is clear. Race 9, number 5. And race 10, take out number 5 as well. No jockey changes. Dean Lester, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
How you been this week, counting down to Saturday again?
Looking forward to it.
Should be a good program. We'll just the wind, not as bad as last week, thankfully, but it'll gust up later in the day, they tell us.
Yeah, probably a bit similar to when we were here 2 weeks ago at Flemington, so it seems as though from a similar sort of spot and similar conditions.
Yeah, what is it? Coming down, it'll be 1,000 to the wind, to the home turn. It'll be sort of gusting towards them, looking for cover.
Yeah, and in the straight races, it'll be over there, sort of right shoulders down the outside.
Okay. And Mark Hutter, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
We've got a strong program here today. 10 races to get through, and Glenn Munsey's in Darwin, guys. Dino, Glenn's up there. I don't know what his body doing up there, but he's up there. And we just came off our Sydney preview, and he took up 10 minutes of extra time just talking about how warm it is up there, Dean.
Yeah, no such problems down here, Andrew.
He was rubbing it in.
I can give you a very quick précis of how warm it is here. It's not.
I can fully understand that, but he just rubbed it in with another 32 on the way there, Glenn.
Yeah, and Andrew, I must admit, the pool is, you know, it's a little bit fresh when you get in here, which I'm very, very close to being in around about 32 minutes from now.
Yeah, no, I reckon you will be. We've already heard a can being opened. We're hoping that it was Pepsi and nothing else.
No, Andrew, it was the standard Pepsi Max Saturday morning. You know, I've got to get my own, unlike Duff that has Cheryl. And Cheryl's already gone down to the restaurant where Duff's staying just to get it ready for the day for Duff. But
was that photo right that he had a tap at his own table last night?
Well, it was a bar we were in last night. It was a restaurant actually, and you can actually sit at a table and have the taps of beer on your table, and you can pour your own beer. But Duff's not really a beer drinker. He's more of a Chardonnay drinker, and he was inquiring whether he could get a vat of wine to, you know, put under the table and have a tap of that.
Yeah.
But no, he was quite impressed by it anyway.
All right, well, let's not worry about Darwin and the warmth. I want to back a winner at Flemington. So, Glenn, if you can, on this massive 10-race card, what about the first?
Are you going to say hello to Mark?
Yeah, I've said hello to Mark.
Oh, I didn't hear him.
Did I say hello to Mark?
I don't think you did. Yes.
Oh, righto. Sorry, Mark.
Righto.
Now, guys, the runner in the first here, is it Azel? Because I haven't seen it for a while. Is that how they like it pronounced?
I think they do.
Yeah, I'm going with McAvoy, and he calls it Azazel.
Oh, right. I thought they called it Azel.
What price is it?
Well, it's a $4.20 chance anyway in the first, which is the VRC Members Pavilion, at $4.20 for Azel. Wait for No One, $3.80 in favourite. Chow Chow at $4. Indian Thunder at $4.80. Clear Signal at $15. Arrowroots out. Frankel My Dear at $16. Sunquest at $10. And Star Clippers at $26 chance. Not a bad betting race, albeit a field of only 8. Best supported runner is Azel, 5 into $4.20. Second pick is actually Frankel My Dear, and it's a drifter, $15. Out to 16, and third pick now with the scratching of Arrowroot is the favourite, Wait for No One.
Dean, how do you see the first?
Yeah, I'm never that keen on these early season 3-year-old races, Andrew, because just wanting to see how much these horses have improved. I'm going to go with Indian Thunder. I just thought it showed promise last time in. I don't think the blinkers will hurt at all, and I think can run well first up to beat Chow Chow number 3, who didn't measure up in the autumn, but I think he'd be pretty well primed to go for these early season races, trying to get a result. Azazel, I think he'll be better over further, but has trialled up well, and Wait for No One. They've ridden him a lot more conservative in recent trials. He seems to be going okay. 4-3-1-2.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a very tricky start. I'm going to go for another one here, number 8, Sunquest, who got outsped in a recent jump out. I just think there'll be more tempo come race day. It's got 52.5. It was good last campaign. It's going to need every bit of the 1,000 metres, but at good odds, just might close on them late to beat number 2, Wait for No One, who looks to have trialled up well. It's going to be there for a long way. 3, Chow Chow, comes back from a spell, tried up okay at Caulfield, and 4, Indian Thunder. certainly those blinkers should help it. It was a bit wayward its first campaign, but does have good ability. 8, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, now who's calling today, Dean?
Matt Hill.
Is it? Okay. I'll chase up his tips then. He normally sends them through, but hasn't to this stage. So as soon as we get them, we'll bring them to you. Race 2 is the new season handicap, Glenn. It's over the 1,700.
Yeah, we've got Hell or High Water here, a $5 chance. Dulverton, $3.70 and favourite. Domino Vitale at 10. Miss It and a Bit at $21. Florida Pearl, $7.50. Another Bullseye at 5. Why You Ask at 5. Mullinello at 12. And Alleloo is an $81 chance. Not a great deal separating the top two here. Dulverton, the best supported runner, $3.90 into $3.70 over Hell or High Water, who's just in slightly, 6 into 5.
Okay, Mark, for you in race 2?
I think the race is in the top three, Andrew. I'm going for the roughest of those three, number 3, Domino Vitale, who's come back from a spell with 2 duck eggs. They've both been very good runs, and I think missing that run last week, giving it that extra week of work here, will work in its favour. I'm just hoping it box seats can run well at good odds. To beat number 1, Hello High Water, who's just a victim of that strong wind last time and probably going a bit slow in front, it deserves a win. Number 2, Dulverton, was a terrific win the other day, even given the conditions. I think they're the chances. 3-1-2, next best. Number 7, Why You Ask, you ran okay last time. 3-1-2-7.
I like Why You Ask here, Andrew. I think this mare's come up well. 3 runs in have been good. I think the extra distance will suit. Big change to Ben Mellum here. I'm going to go with 7 to beat 2. Dulverton, who's just going really well, should be strong late. Domino Vitale's ready to improve and gets a lovely run here with the speed outsider. And Hello High Water, who, yeah, I thought they just went a bit slow in front early and then gunned for home too early on straightening and was left vulnerable late, can be an improver. So it's a competitive race, but I thought 7 had run well. 7-2-3-1.
7-2-3-1 for Dean in race 2. Race 3, the Winter Lodge Handicap down the straight here. Over 1,000 metres, some promising fillies here, Glenn.
Certainly so, Andrew, and we had a little bit of trouble with the runner in the first. I called this Medinity, and I'm sure David Hayes the other day called it Madinati. So I'm going to stick with Medinity anyway. Yeah, it's a $2.90.
Dave's as bad as me, mate. Don't worry. He's as bad as me.
It's a fair pot you've put on him, Andrew.
I'm a shocker. I don't make. If I make a mistake, I give myself up, and I ask you quite often. But he announces his horses incorrectly, unbelievably. he gets away with it though.
He does train Hiyoshi. That's enough for anyone, isn't it? Medinity here, $2.90 favourite. Boys, Shadow Griffo is a $3 chance. Crown Witness at $4.40. You can't take the Cornella with Prosecution because it's out. Something Violet at 19. As It Lies at 16. Made to Measure is out. Music of the Night, 21. Watch Me Spin at 10. Living Doll at 13. And Dothraki Princess is an $81 chance. Best supported runner here is Medinity. Roughly half the investment on the race is on it. Open to $4 chance, it's into $2.90, but you've got to remember Prosecution was an $8.50 chance and Made to Measure was out of the market, so it's still a genuine firm. Second pick is Chateau Griffo.
Okay, Dean, race 3.
I'm going to go with Chateau Griffo. It only had the one run in the autumn. It was an outstanding run in the Blue Diamond preview. Limestone and Tulip form line is very solid. She's jumped out well in recent weeks and just think she'll be very strong here. Medinity was that precocious early season 2-year-old, went right through to the slipper and she raced well all the way through. She'll run well. She's trialled up nicely, as you'd expect a fast horse to do. Crown Witness has got the race fitness on her side. I've put her in for third and maybe Music of the Night. I was quite impressed with a recent trial from it at Mornington, like the way it ran through the line. But I'll go with Shadow Griffo, Andrew. 2, 1, 3, and 8.
Yeah, same trifecta for me, same order. I agree. Number 2, Chateau Griffo, was outstanding on debut behind Limestone and Tulip. Certainly does look to have jumped out well. Might be able to stalk Medinity and get it the last 100 metres. To beat number 1, Medinity, it's going to lead. It's going to lead for a long way and take a stack of catching. 3, Crown Witness, is good at Sandown. I'm sure this is a harder race, but should have improvement. And number 10, Living Doll, whose race form has just been okay. I thought it trialled well recently. Might run a place. 2 from 1, then 3 and 10.
2, 1, 3 and 10 for Mark. Now, Matt Hill's numbers, If I can get my fingers going on the text machine. In fact, let's get the market, Glenn, for race four, and then I'll give you match numbers for the first four races. What about the nursery?
Yeah, well, he's back at the races today, Bondi Beach, and he's 2 stone lighter. He's an $8.50 chance. Kalani Kids at $3.90. That price makes it favourite. Extra Zero, one of my faves, is a $9 chance. Second Bullet at $5. Aloft at $5. Loresho at $26. Magic Console at $11. Swagadelic at $34. First Course at $61. Latoro is a scratching, and Galaxy Raider is a $6 chance. Best supported runner here is Kalani Kid for Darren Weir and John Allen. Did go up at $6.50. Now, the Latoro was not even priced, so it's a genuine $6.50 to $3.90 chance with roughly 40% of the money invested on the race on it. Second pick is the bottom one, Galaxy Raider, and they stand out in the race here, those two runners.
Righto, Mark, race four here.
Yeah, I like number two, Kalani Kid Hoss. I think it's dead set ready to fire. I think from the barrier, it can park leaders back, get the absolute run of the race. And if you're happy to bet each of those odds, I don't think you'll miss. I'll put number three, Extra Zero, in for second. I think he's flying. I thought it was a very ordinary ride the other day. I think he'll get back in charge. 4 second Bullet always goes well off this sort of preparation. It's trial terrific. And then down to next best, number seven, Magic Console, who I think is a place chance only. 2, 3, 4, then seven.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kalani Kid's in his right race and very hard to beat. Just had that setback before that last run, so he should be fitter again and the one to beat. Extra Zero, it's just flying. He's going to run well again. I've put in a Loft for third, who his fresh form is good. He was no match for Kalani Kid when they met last year. He's had another preparation, resumes here, and second Bullet, who does relish these short breaks and resuming at this sort of distance. 2, 3, 5, and 4.
2, 3, 5, and 4 there. Now, I'll go back to the first for Matt Hill. He likes 4 on top to beat 3, 1, and 7. 4, 3, 1, 7. Race 2, it's 6 to beat 2, 7, and 1. 6, 2, 7, 1. The third, it's 3 to beat 2, 1, and 6. 3, 2, 1, 6. And in the fourth, it's 2 to beat 4, 7, and 5. 2, 4, 7, and 5. Race 5 now, Glenn, the Stayers Lounge Handicap.
Yeah, well, Beatniks is not there, Matty Dale, so there's another scratching Matty's had today. We start with Inspector at $10, Playmaster at $11, Smackdown out, Red Alto at $12, Lord Von Costa at $6, Nikitas at $2.70 and favourite. We've got Karani at $8, and Hay Bale is a $3.20 chance. Not much activity here, realistically. Around 30% of the money here. Hay Bale, the most popular runner. Second pick is Lord Von Costa.
Dean, down the straight again over the 1,200.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's a lot of pressure in this race, Andrew, but I really like the race. So I like Nikitas and Lord Von Costa here. Nikitas, I like him back to 1,200. Malum taking over here, and I think he'll run well. Lord Von Costa, I think, just gets a beautiful run and just down in grade on his most recent runs. Inspector, resuming, he's a versatile horse. He ran very well in the Newmarket here earlier in the year, and Playmaster off his win at last start. But 7 and 6 strongly for me here, Andrew. 7, 6, 2, 3.
Yeah, I think this is the best for the day here, number 7, Nikitas. I like it back to 1,200 metres. It did win at 14, but I think 12's a better distance for it. I think it can park behind them and just join in and be too strong. I put number 9, Hay Bale, in for second. I think he's improved his stack this campaign. He's flying. He's got no weight. He'll get up there and control the race. Number 8, Karani, seems to race well up the straight. Has got some chance. And 2, Inspector, not sure the race will be run to suit, but he should be finishing hard. But I think 7's a good thing from 9, 8, and 2.
For Matt Hill at 7 as well, Nikitas to beat 9, 6, and 2. 7, 9, 6, and 2 in race 5. And Dean Weary starting to really pump up. Every second tweet I saw yesterday was people that saw horses galloping at
Donald.
Yeah, I was going to say Warwicknabeal, but they raced there. But Donald, so he's starting to really warm up now, isn't he?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of horses to get through over the next few weeks. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Let's move to race 6, Glenn. Over the we're either down the straight or we got staying races.
Yeah, a 2,500-metre race, of course, the distance of the Derby and the Oaks at Flemington. And hopefully on this, after a few days up here, Andrew, survived at $26. Bullish Stock at $11, Azurite at $12, Global Gentle is out, it's running at Randwick. Zebek at $19, Crafty Cruiser is out. Yogi at $3.10, favourite. Checkered Flag at $3.80. Springbok Flyer, scratch from Randwick to run here at $21. Ashley Marie, scratched here, it's running at Randwick. Sis Montaigne at $9. El Lucador is a scratching. Kawabata at 19. Jimmy Vag is at 16. Duquesa at $71. We've got Ben All at $11. And is there any more? No, there's not. Best supported runner here easily. Half the money invested totally on the race is all on Yogi here. Another Darren Weir runner and John Allen. Second pick is the bottom one, Ben All. And third pick is Zebek for Chris Waller.
Okay, Yogi for you or something else, Mark?
I'll go with the stable, mate. Andrew, number 8, Checkered Flag. I think, like Kalani Kid earlier, if you're happy to bet each way at these odds, I don't think you'll miss. I think the jumping has really switched it on. It's going to get a beautiful run for Damien Lane just behind the speed. It was very strong last time. No worries back on top of the ground to beat number 7, Yogi. He's flying, Yogi, but I'm worried about him on firmish ground. He does love the sting out. I just wonder how he'll stretch out if the track firms up. Third pick, number 2, Bullish Stock. Terrible last time. Gets a great run. Its best form's competitive. And 3, as you're right, needs a bit of luck from the gate, but did win a similar race last time. I like 8 from 7, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Yogi. I think he's going very well. I sort of heed that warning about the firmer ground, but I think... just after this sort of trip, and I like the riding choice of John Allen on him to just really pump away at him because he takes a lot of riding. I think Bullish Stock's the danger. He's way down in class on his last 2 runs and 3 starts back. He won a benchmark 90, so he can run well. Checkered Flag's got a very good chance. He's been suited by the softer ground also, and he does go up 5.5 kilos on his last run, but he's a good chance, and I think Jimmy Bag's got a chance. This is an easier race than last week where he wasn't suited under the weight scale. He's much better suited here and can improve. 7, 2, 8 and 14.
7's also the fancy for Matt Hill to beat 8, 3 and 16. 7, 8, 3 and 16 in race number 6. Working through this massive 10 race card at Flemington, and Glenn, we're at race 7.
Yeah, you can take the top two out, Mr. Gustavo and Capset. We'll start with Don't Get Excited, Andrew, at $34. Andrea Matanga at $7.50. Goldfields at $17. Spun Largo at $9. Bajua at $101. Dollar for Dollar, $7.50. Bakila at $101. Giddy Up, $23. Antagonist is out. Jaminzar at $9.50. Rebellious Lord, $3.10 and favourite. Wayanka at $7. Presentia at $41. Vardia's at $41. But It's True, $15. And Spearhead's a $34 chance. Punters are pretty keen here on Rebellious Lord. Roughly half the investment on the race is on it. Did go up as much as $5.50. And the scratchings here, well, Mr. Gustavo and went up a $26 chance. Capset wasn't even priced. And the other scratching there, Antagonist, just having a look, it wasn't priced either. So a genuine firm, Rebellious Lord. Second pick, the one under it, Wayanka.
Yeah, Rebellious Lord, Dean, it's only had the 3 starts, but they've all been pretty good.
Really good, Andrew. His first 2 wins were on his home track, and then he ventured to Flemington last start, didn't have any luck and ran well. He goes up a little bit in weight and does go up to 1,600, which I think won't be a problem in time, whether he just needed one more run at 1,400. But I'm going to go with him because I think he's got more upside than these. Wayanka will be flat running the 1,600, but he'll get a really cheap run from the draw, and I think he's well graded. $8 for dollars, got an awkward draw to contend with, but probably went too slow in front last start. And 17, But It's True's a really interesting runner, first start for Darren Weir. Has got talent and could really run a race here on the fresh side. 13, 14, 8 and 17.
Yeah, I'm with number 13 as well, Rebellious Lord. It was outstanding last time. If it had got clear, I think it would have gone awfully close to winning. Certainly does jump to the mile, which is some query, but maybe a touch quieter ride. Come down the centre part of the track and I think it'll win. To beat number 6, Spun Largo, who's flying for the new stable, it'll run well again. 14, Wayanka. Got a good chance. As Dean said, the mile's the query. It'll look the winner, just has to finish off. And number 4, Andrea Mantegna or Mantegna, at its first go for Darren Weir. Beat a much weaker race down at Geelong, but did win well. 13, the one to beat from 6, 14 and 4.
6, the fancy for Matt Hill, Spun Largo, to beat 14, 13 and 4 in race number 7. Race 8, Glenn, we see Amrala come back. Hasn't been seen since the spring of last year.
No, and this is also the John and Denise Cobcroft recognition handicap here, Andrew. And Amarillo, I think he was even made one of the picks for the cup after that win in the Herbert Power. Yeah, so he's back today, a $9.50 chance. Amavasio at $4.80. Foundation, 21. Rhythm Despair, $7.50. Mahaney at 23. Velox at 26. Ruling Dynasty, 19. Like a Day, 21. Move Over Manhattan as a $13 chance. Hipparchus at 13. Show a Star, $4.20 and favourite. Magna Pal, 61. Cosmic Lights, $8.50. And Hard Earn is a $26 chance. Haven't really broken down the doors to bet here. Amavasio, the most popular runner. It's a drifter, 360 out to 480. Show a Star, second pick. And Move Over Manhattan, third pick.
How do you play race 8 here, Mark?
Well, I think it's a very tough race, Hoss. There's not much between these. I'll go with number 2, Amavasio. He was given a great ride last time. He looked a winner. He just couldn't get the job done. This is possibly a touch easier, and I do think he's the one to beat. To beat number 9, Moon Over Manhattan, it's just about ready to fire. I might be going off one run early, but it was good last time. 4, Rhythm Despair, consistent this grade, always some chance. And 11, Show a Star, it'll be somewhere in the money. It just has trouble winning. 2, 9, 4, and 11.
I'm going with Show a Star. I thought probably erred with the tactics a little bit last start, and he just likes Flemington. He'll be rolling here. He's got a natural leader to cart him into the race, I think, with Mahaney with the blinkers back on. I'll just take him into the race, and it'll be hard to beat Show a Star. From Amavasio, it was a terrific run last start. I've got a little doubt that he's probably a better senior rider's horse, but I think he's the main danger. 10... Hipparchus might be an improver. I thought trialled okay before a reasonable run first up, but I do like the engagement of Dwayne Dunn there, and 4, Rhythm Despair may be next best. 11, 2, 10 and 4.
And for Matt Hill, it's 11 as well, Show a Star, to beat 3, 2 and 13. 11, 3, 2 and 13. To race 9, the rails. I wonder if Portman can do it again here. Glenn, you've got the tab fixed odds market.
Yeah, well, his favourite, Andrew, we'll get to him shortly, $3.60. In fact, we've got to start with Nozomi at $51, Here to There at $34, Mr. Wonderful, $34, Divine Mr. Arty at $9, Reincarnate at $14, Rich Luck at $9.50, Patch Adams at $41, Sly Romance at $61, Majestic Duke is out, Orient Line $11, Aussie Choice at $15, Portman, as I said, $3.60 and favourite, Revolving Door at $4.40, Rezac at $101, Municipality at 26, Electric Tribute at 34, and Sin to Win is a $7.50 chance. Well, exactly half the total investment on the race is on Portman here. And just having a look, he went up $3.90. Majestic Tune went up a $31 chance. So $3.90 into that $3.60. Second pick is Revolving Door, and third pick is Rich Luck.
Dean, race 9.
Yeah, I was very keen on Portman a couple of weeks ago. He hasn't got, I don't think, the margin he had on that field that day, but he'll be fitter again. Looking at him in the yard that day, he was open to a fair bit of improvement. So I'm going to go with him. 13, Revolving Door, off a good run last start. That was in his own age group, takes on the older horses now that he's turned 4. 11, Aussie Choice, did enough last start. I think he'll be in the lead group here and can run a bold race. And 7, Patch Adams is going to be 50-1, but I think he's got a little hope. I thought it was an encouraging return at Geelong. 12, 13, 11 and 7.
Yeah, I just switched the Quinnell around here. I'm going with number 13, Revolving Door. He was super last time. I just think the big plus here is Zara getting back on him. Majestic Duke has taken some heat out of the race with it being scratched. Revolving Door can roll forward, dominate the race and be awfully hard to beat. From number 12, Portman, it's going to get a beautiful run here from gate 4. It's the danger for sure. 17, Sin to Win. It's trialled up okay. It goes forward, sits somewhere near the front. And 10, Orient Line. Racing well, needs a miracle from the back. If that wind blows up and they're running on, that will give it a better chance. 13, 12, 17 and 10.
Matt Hill, our race caller, likes 6, Rich Luck, to beat 13, 4 and 17. 6, 13, 4 and 17 in race 9. And the last will be run just after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and we've got All Out of Love as a $12 chance. Poetic Ray at $9.50. Spanish Reef at $5. Windburn at $10. Tantat Trusting is a scratching. Kype at $34. Shadow Prince at $15. Dr. Jamison at $34. Eureka Street favourite at $4.80. Seattle Park at 16, Penthouse Kitten at 14, Summer Glen at $7.50, Ocean Magic 34, Prescott 13, Von Richter at 34, and Approachier is an $81 chance. Best supported runner here is Eureka Street for Robert Smurden and Daniel Moore. Went up double figures at $11. Tantat Trusting went up $11 as well. So $11 into $4.80 with roughly a quarter of the money invested on the race is on Eureka Street here. Second pick only just is Spanish Reef. Third pick Poetic Ray and then Prescott.
Gee, that's a good move. Dean, how do you see the last here?
Andrew, especially the race that was called off last week when they're in the mounting yard. So I'm going similar tips here. I'm going with All Out of Love, who I thought had a good hope last week. I like that Zara's aboard to beat Eureka Street, who looks well placed. Seattle Park, awkward draw, and the one that's probably suffered from the draw is Windburn. I think it drew four last week. It's out wider this week, but did win pretty well last time out. But not a race I'm that keen on. 1, 9, 10, and 4.
Yeah, not much between them. I'm just going with number 9, Eureka Street, who looks ready to win after a few back from a spell. Got home well last time to beat 14, Prescott. Had no luck last time. Was one of many unlucky runners that race. 1, All Out of Love. It was another one. It'll weave through for Zara and run on. And fourth pick, number 3, Spanish Reef. Racing really well. Got the claim. Just has to run the 2,000 metres. 9, 14, 1 and 3.
And Matt Hill likes the 9 as well. Eureka Street to beat 3, 14 and 12. 9, 3, 14 and 12. Mark, what's your best for Flemington?
I'm going race 5, number 7, Nikitas is the best. And I think race 7, number 13, Rebellious Lord can win as well.
Race 7, number 13. So it's 5, 7 and 7, 13. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there looking at Flemington. What about you, Dean?
I think it's a really tough day, Andrew, but I'm going to go with Kalani Kidd as my best, race 4, number 2, and leave it at that. I think he's the best for the day.
Righto. We'll hear you through the day with things happening, particularly if the wind kicks up. As it is right around Australia, Dean, it's Jockey Celebration Day. We've been reminding listeners to donate if they wish. They don't have to do it today, but certainly such an important part are jockeys, and we need to support the ones that may have falls, that have got difficulties. That's where the National Jockeys Trust is used, and they can go to njt.org.au. And I know you'll have, like we are at Randwick, you'll have a special function at Flemington.
Yeah, there's a ceremony before the first race, Andrew, and also, of course, the number one saddlecloth wearers today are wearing the NJT colours, so you'll be reminded in every race of the jockey's cause.
Yeah, for sure. We'll hear you through the day, mate. Have a good day at Flemington.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester looking at Flemington. Glenn Munsey, leave us with something at Darwin, mate.
Yeah, well, Andrew, of course, it's Palmerston Sprint Day here today at Darwin. It'll be the second last race on the program, race 6, and the favourite for the Palmerston Sprint is Boomwire, a horse whom we've seen quite a lot of down there in Melbourne. He actually had a run in Sydney. It's the $3.70 favourite for the Palmerston Sprint. Second pick is Ticket to Toorak, who's a $4.60 chance. Le Commandant and also Captain Punch are both $5 chances. Next pick is Gracious Prospect, who's a $7.50 chance. You'll see Darwin on Sky 2 today. The last couple, maybe, I think definitely the last race, but maybe even the last two might even be on Sky Thoroughbred Central this afternoon. But Jockey's Challenge today, Andrew, I can tell you they're up at Riccarton, Tarapa, Kembla, the Gold Coast, Doomben, Flemington, Moe, and Randwick. We'll go to Randwick, where Kerryn McAvoy is the $1.40 favourite for the Jockey's Challenge, and he's also a today's special. You can back Kerryn McAvoy to ride three or more winners today, and that's a $4 chance under today's specials. But in the Jockey's Challenge alone, he's a $1.40 chance. I tell you what, he's been busy this week, hasn't he?
Was at
Coffs Harbour on Thursday, went to ride Hartnell Work at Flemington yesterday, and he's back at Randwick today. A $1.40 favourite, Kerryn McAvoy. The Walker, Corey Brown at $7. Josh Pars at $9. Tim Clark and Glenn Schofield, $12 a pair. Any other jockey, $16. Jason Collett, $23. And Andrew Atkins at $51. At Flemington, the favourite there is Ben Thompson at $2.25 over Ben Mellum. It's a Benathon at $3.20. Any other jockey at $6. Brandon Stockdale at $7.
Yep.
Then you go to Damien Lane, $15. Another Walker, Stephen Baster at $17. Mark Zara and Daniel Moore at $26. And is Maxi coming on to do his tips at Doomben?
Yeah, he's about to, because he's got a TV commitment in a little while. So what have you got there,
right, 150. 155, Jimmy Byrne over Robbie Fratt at 480, Brad Stewart at 6, Michael Carl at 9. Good luck to you, Andrew, and I'd really appreciate you retweeting those South Sydney tweets this morning just to celebrate their win over St George last night. I will win you over. You'll be leaving Collingwood and you'll be coming to the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs.
I don't know about that. All right, you enjoy the day and we'll be watching you later on Sky 2 and then on Monday for Darwin Cup Day.
Yeah, mate, can you just move that chair back into the sun a bit? Yeah, thank you. Righto, mate. See you.
See you, Glenn. Glenn Munsey there from tab.com.au. Yeah, Maxie's next. Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben.
Every time a jockey jumps aboard a horse, their bravery, dedication and passion is unquestionable. Sky Sports Radio supports the National Jockeys Trust, helping those facing financial difficulty. When you back your next winner, go to njt.org.au to donate.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house. And you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, or sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au.
Every weekend, you see them somewhere watching kids play sport. People living out their own sporting dreams through their kids. Some of them think they know everything about sport and they're not afraid to let others know. But it's these same people who make kids want to give up sport because they put them under pressure. If that person is you or someone you know, it's time to stop. I'm Dean Mum from the New South Wales Waratahs, and it's time to let kids be kids. Google Play By The Rules for more info.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $150,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Just another reminder too, we're supporting at Sky Sports Radio the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study launched by the Cancer Council. We want more blokes to sign up, more the merrier. Now, they've got to be between 40 and 74 years of age. Check it out at abcstudy.com.au. You can find out all the details there. And essentially, if you've not had cancer, researchers want to hear from you. So go on up, sign up, abcstudy.com.au. Doomben in Brisbane. Fine, glorious, good four, Penno 4.8, the rail at 4. Race 1, takeout number 6. Race 2, takeout 1 and 9. Race 3, takeout 4. 9, 10, 11 and 12. Race 4, number 8. Race 5, take out 9 and 11. Race 6, the scratchings are 1, 2, 9, 11, 12 and 14. Race 7, 5 and 9. Race 8, take out 3, 6, 8, 9, 11, 12, 15 and 16. And race 9, 2, 4, 11, 13 and 15. Take note that Jimmy Byrne's got the ride there on Arresta, race 1, number 2, just in case you haven't got that. Michael Maxworthy, those got all that? The form. Morning to you, Maxie.
Good morning, Andrew. You've given out all the details for Doomben today. You mentioned a good 4. There is a possibility, though, with beautiful weather, that we could go up a notch to a good 3. We'll keep you posted on that.
Righto, let's jump into the mate. The first race, and with tab fixed odds, future event number 5 at 3.40, just favourite over Real Princess at 3.70.
Well, the top 4 in the market here all met each other a fortnight ago in a similar race to this, Andrew. The race won by Snapchat Girl. She's not here. The Real Princess who ran second is, R Star who ran third is, the fourth place getter Future Event, and the fifth place getter Diabetes. Now, having a look at the replay of that race several times, I think clearly the best performer out of that race was Future Event, the horse that ran fourth, only beaten a length. From his 13 alley, he went forward. He was four wide, three deep, yet he boxed on strongly over the final part. from the good barrier today, I think he lets a couple of them go. Diabetes and Reef Knot, I think he slipstreams them. It's going to be very hard to beat in the opener. So we'll go with In Future Event. To beat number four, Real Princess, she hit the lead in that Snapchat Girl race. She was run down late after enjoying a lovely trail. The problem today is the awkward alley. Then one Diabetes, the likely leader, and two R Star, but really keen on the fight in the first.
Okay, five on top, race number one. Race two on Jockey Celebration Day and remembering those that tragically have lost their life. And one of those is Tim Bell. We always think of Tim at times like this and his family and everything that evolved in recent years. And this is the Tim Bell Memorial, race two. Loving Home, number two, the favourite at 240 over number six, Stanley at 320.
Well, they fought out the finish in a similar race to this a fortnight ago here at Durnburn, Andrew, with Stanley just holding Loving Home. And I think they're the two once again. I've swung it around, though, going with Loving Home. That was a bit of a tricky race. The pace slackened halfway through. Big meteorologist took off. It was stop-start. I think the major beneficiary of it, of that stop-start tactic, was the winner, Stanley. He got himself into a really good spot when that was happening. Loving Home, when the speed went on, was left flat-footed. I'm hoping it's more genuine speed today. Stanley could even lead today, and he's going to be hard to run down. But I think at the weights, when Get on the Grange accepted, it really did look to favour Loving Home at the handicap. So I'll go with him, the Walla runner, to Loving Home. He's ready to win. To beat Six Stanley, who's going for three wins on the trot. Three Devil Hawk, another one for Chris Waller. Now, this fella, at his last start, his effort wasn't that inferior to King Viv. And Kim Waugh sent King Viv to Brisbane last Saturday, and he was a bit unlucky in running second. So through those form lines, I think Devil Hawk's got a hope as well. And then number seven, Lascar, stepping up to 2,200. But I think today's the day for Loving Hunt.
2, 6, 3, and 7 for Maxi in race two. Race three, number eight, Chloe's Comet is the tap fixed odds favourite at 290 over three, Comanchina at $5, and Skillful is also at $5.
This could be a little bit messy. There's no recognisable leader here, so it's tricky. I've been tossing up Chloe's Comet, Moonlight Dancer. I think ability-wise, there's very little between them. There's a big difference in the prices, though. Moonlight Dancer's one of the outsiders, and Chloe's Comet is the favourite. I'm just going to favour the 8 here, Chloe's Comet, because I think she's got a little bit more tactical speed early. She can get out of the gates quickly, put herself up on the speed. That's the reason why I've gone for her, but granted, Moonlight Dancer, at that price, you could back her each way all day at double figures. The 5, Skillful, might have been a bit of a beneficiary from a strong wind that day at Durnburn. Now, he got all the soft runs in behind the leader, got out late to win. He's here with a good chance because he was strong this track and distance. And then 3, Comachina on a 7-day backup. But I think the 8 or the 7 will fight this finish out race 3.
8, 7, 5 and 3. Moonlight Dancer at the moment is $11.460 the place. Number 7 there with Chloe's Comet, the favourite at 290. To race 4, the Fillies and Mares, and number 2, Star Reflection. It's the favourite for Damien Brown at $2.50. Fabvia at 5, along with number 9, Our Story.
Look, I think this is the best bet of the day. The 2, Star Reflection, Andrew, trained by Chris Lees. Chris picks the eyes out of these races in Brisbane. He waits until the last minute to send his horses. Everything has to be spot on, and he has sent Star Reflection. Now, clearly looking at her form at a glance, and bear in mind she hasn't won for quite some time, but her metropolitan form in Sydney is solid, and I think clearly superior to her opposition here. Damien Brown's been booked. She's got a good alley. She missed the kick at Canterbury and ran second there, beating the neck behind Reward for Fashion. I think missing the kick cost her the race that day. Clearly, she's my top choice, number 2, to beat 5, Fab the Air. She's going for 3 wins on the trot. This is a bit harder, though. 7, Fleur de Rage, and then number 4, Rosie Posey.
2, 5, 7, and 4 in race 4. Race 5, the Jockey Celebration Day. We got number 2, She Is What She Is, $2.80, along with number 5, Pindan Pearl. They're both at $2.80. The next best, number 7, Glendara, at $6.50.
So equal favourites here, both trained by Tony Gollan. I'm going to go with Pindan Pearl this time. She has run into a stable match. She's What She Is a few times. She actually beat her home last start. And I'm just thinking at the weights nowadays with the good run that She Is What She Is was having, clearly favoured Pin Dan Pearl. Now, she's got to break a run of about 10 outs, but I think today's the day for her. Terrific third, albeit she had the run of the race. That was in the Crack Me Up race. Crack Me Up beat Cruising Speed. Now, both of those are very good horses, and Pin Dan Pearl wasn't that far away in third. Five on top, Pin Dan Pearl. To beat number two, She Is What She Is. She'll go to Believe, but she might have some company because All Night Saint is likely to go with her. Then I've got 10 in the mix, Tap This, the grey. I think she's ready to do something. And seven, Glendara, ran on well in that Crack Me Up race. 5, 2, 10, 7.
To race number 6 and number 10, High Degree is the favourite in a much open betting race, though, than what we've had previously. It's at 4.20, Regali number 3 at 4.60, 15 Gypsy Miss at 5, and then 13 Pleased at $6.50.
I reckon that's $6.50. They were betting $8.50, I think, earlier. About number 13 Pleased is a good each-way bet. This fellow was a former Godolphin runner. He's been in the hands of Stephen Lee from Ballina for two starts. Forget that first up run for Stephen at Ballina on a very heavy track. And then he hit a better track here a fortnight ago and ran fifth behind the likes of Care to Think, Rhyming, Prioritise, Out of Sack. That field, I believe, was superior to the field that Pleased is meeting today. It's got a nice alley, a good surface, get a nice soft run in behind the speed. So each way, 13 Pleased. To beat number 7, Brock Sun, graduating to Saturday grade, but he looks ready for it and looks as if he's going to get a very soft run in transit. 3, Regali is another one that will take advantage of that good gate to be up on the speed. Probably should have won last start at Ipswich. There was a horse hanging in on him, turning into the straight. He couldn't get at him till late. And then number 15, Gypsy Miss, 13, 7, 3 and 15.
To race 7, the UBet handicap over the 13.50, and with Tab fixed odds, number 4, Mashani Sleuth, now $2.25 for Chris Anderson, 7, Alizak at $4.80, 11, Malvern Estate at $5.50, and then out to 2, Yabba Dabble Doer at $8. But Mashani Sleuth, the shorty here, Maxi at $2.25.
Yeah, he's been one of the best back runners on Tab, Mashani Sleuth. I love the horse. He was fantastic first up at Doomben, and then last Saturday he ran third in a stronger race than this, third behind Prioritise. From the wide gate, gate number 10, he was obliged to race very deep. Now, he's on a seven-day backup after a very tough run last week. That's the issue that I've got with him, that seven-day backup. So I'm going to go with number 7, Alisak. Alisak has been racing in high-pressure races, whereas today it's not as high-pressure, this smaller field. I think he'll bounce straight to the lead, Alisak, and I think he'll give a good kick. To beat number 4, Mashani Sleuth. 2, Yabba Dabble Doo was eye-catching last start, coming from near last to get second. And then number 11, Malvern Estate, 7-4-2-11.
Race 8, the second last at Doomben today, the National Jockeys Trust, Trust Plate, Class 3. Number 1, Havasay, is $3.20. 7, Excite the Light at $4. And No Animosity, number 14 for Rob Heathcote, at $4.40.
I think if Havasay is on song, he goes very close to winning it. But for me, he's a little bit hard to catch. But on the good side, he'd had a break, and he was very good first up when the money was on during the Grafton Carnival. He's got the inside gate. He'll drift back. He'll need a little bit of luck. I'm going with the horse that's likely to pin straight to the lead. Number 7, Ignite the Life, gets a perfect track today, a good firm track, as he got at Ipswich last start when he won by a massive margin. I think he gets the lead easily. To beat number 10, Manias. Really good first up, went second at the Sunny Coast under a big weight, went wide, and then he bolted in last start at the midweeks at Doom, but he's very genuine, Manias. Then one, Have a Say, and 14, No Animosity, trialled very well at Deegan the other day, winning easily. 7 on top, though, Ignite the Light to lead all the way.
7, 10, 1 and 14 in race 8. And the last here for Barry Lockwood, number 7, Tumblers, the favourite at $3. Over 1, Charlie Boy, now with Tony Gollan at $5.50. And Stella Ombra, scratch from here in Sydney to run here at $6. Maxi?
Yeah, sort of like Stella Ombra. Look, he's flying at the moment, but he does like the jar out of the ground. He won't get that today. But he's in such good form, you've got to give him a chance. I'm with this very talented mare, Tumbler. She's had 9 starts, 7 wins in a second. But this could be nasty. There doesn't appear to be a whole lot of early speed. She's drawn awkwardly. She usually gets back in the field. But I think with Tiff Booker's claim, she comes in with 53. She drops 3 kilos on her first up win when she beat Irish Constabulary. Look, she'll probably be back last. She'll probably be giving them 4 or 5 length head start. But I'm going to close my eyes and hope she can get to the outside. And I think she'll swamp them in the straight. Stick with her today, 7 tumbler. To beat number 9, Trevinda, he leads here. If they leave him alone, he can go all the way. But I was just thinking the bush horse, more of Zion, might go with him early. But I think he's ready to win Trevinda. Very unlucky last start when he couldn't get through. Charlie Boy, definitely. He was good first up, went second, running on strongly. And then number 10, Stella Ombra. 7, 9, 1, and 10 in the last.
Righto. Good thing with Star Reflection.
Yeah, but we're going to get the money in the first, Andrew. Race 1, number 5, Future Event, and we're going to throw the lot on 4-2 Star Reflection. Hopefully, happy results.
And what are those full numbers, mate, in that first race? I write down 5 and 4 and then miss the rest of them.
Yeah, 5, 4, 1, and then 2 in the first.
5, 4, 1, and 2. Beautiful. All right, mate, enjoy the summer weather up there. 25 degrees. You'll be getting used to this warm weather up there now.
Absolutely love it. It's more like a summer's day here at...
Don't rub it in too much, mate. We've got sunshine, but it wasn't too warm earlier. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben. We're on a good 4 there. 11:27 the first with a 9-race card. We move to Kembla Grange now. It's Fine and a Soft 5. The rail at 6 metres. The first 2 races are clear. Race 3, take out number 5. Race 4, number 3. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, take out 8. 9 and 10, race 7, number 3, and race 8, number 7. Some news through Jean Van Overmeer isn't riding there today. His replacements, race 6, number 2, is Rachel Hunt, claiming 3. That's race 6, number 2. Race 7, number 6, Gay Time Girl, is also Rachel Hunt. And in race 8, the rider for 1 ready for success, Chad Lever. So 6-2 and 7-6, Rachel Hunt, and race 8, number 1, Chad Lever. And Wayne Harris is online. Morning to you, Wayne.
Morning, Andrew. What a great day, too. This National Jockey Trust Day. And, mate, we all see the good side of racing, don't we, with winks and all that type of thing. But, mate, when you're not the limelight, you're pretty soon forgotten. And we've all seen injuries, illnesses, and sadly tragedies. And I've witnessed jockeys even taking their own life, mate, because fall from grace and injuries and embarrassment, not having money to pay bills and things like that. And, mate, I wish they'd have been around a long time ago, the National Jockeys Trust.
Yeah, no, they're doing an almighty job, Wayne. There's so much energy now from not only on days like today, the Jockey Celebration Day, but every other day. I think people are now more aware of that jockeys need to be looked after. Particularly, I was talking to John Kissick yesterday. He had a non-related race haul, but he hasn't ridden since October. He's had no... money coming in as a job. You know, these guys need to be looked after, and the guys at the National Jockeys Trust do an amazing job.
I had a couple of long stints in hospital, Andrew, and the last one, 6 months, I didn't have the money to pay the bills, and they come forward and helped me. And when I retired, I didn't get any claim or anything, and luckily I've been employed by Sky Racing and whatever, but it's... Comes down to you, you've got nothing there to pay the bills, and everyone says you're winning Melbourne Cups and all that type of thing, but geez, money doesn't last.
Exactly. But we urge people, you've heard it straight from the voice there of Wayne Harris, who's been through it all. Go to njt.org.au and donate today. All right, Wayne, let's get cracking here. Soft 5, but at least it's fine. A bit windy as well. In the first, number 4, Le Sueur is the favourite at $2.50.
Yeah, she's Meme's little sister as well.
Yeah.
She's on her maiden here.
Yeah.
Fancy Jason getting another one. But she looks a real natural too, Andrew. Quick out of the gate, gets into a comfortable rhythm. She's got the inside draw. Oh, I just think she might be too smart for these. So we'll see her on top for me. I think number 5, Peruli. It's 2 career runs have been in very good city class races. And it's had the 2 trials to come back here today. I think it bears watching. I think it's the main danger. Of the others, I thought number 7, Valor, the Godolphin filly. She ran in a strong 2-year-old race at Hawkesbury recently. I think Marvel and Songlike were in front of her there, and she was just on the hill, so she might have improved with that run. And another one with race experience, number 2, Could You Be Loved, resumes here, and I'm sure it'll have support. 4-5, 7-2.
Race number 2, the Jeff Penzer, the fillies and mares winning the premiership there. Number 3, Dazzles. It's the shorty here, $1.50. Next best, Rose Petals at $6.
Yeah, I think they're the ones, Andrew, and Jeff Penzer. He rides this track as well as anyone. I've got it on top, Dazzles. Really does deserve a breakthrough. I don't know if they change the luck, but was scratched for Moyong yesterday, being placed, I think, five of its eight career runs, and gets a chance here today. But Rose Petals, so he had the one career run that finished down the track. There's two trials coming into this. Wasn't pressured, and I thought it trialled nice enough. A couple of gear changes there might help it. They're way ahead of the others. Of the others, one Baby Jive. He held a ground first up. Extra trip here might help from her debut run. And the other one I've thrown in is number six, Lady Mosman. Caught wide, and its only run might be an improver, but the favourites have it here. 3, 5, 1, and 6.
Talking of Jeff Penzer, he's on the Godolphin horse in the third here, Catsby at $2.40. It's just favourite, though, over number six, Super X, at $2.50.
Yeah, tricky sort of race with Smart Edge coming out. I had him an easy winner there, but I've gone 3, 4, 6, and 2. Catsby, he's had the two career runs, those city class races, running that calculator race around third there. And he's gone back and trialled after that with the blinkers on, and he trialled very well, winning that trial. Also fed the tongue tie from the good joys, and it takes some beating. But never mind, I think there's a big query with this horse from the Team Snowden camp. Now they've scratched Smart Edge, Conquest. He's had four trials up, all up to this preparation. I think he's found the strong line strongly. If he doesn't win today, I don't think he's too far away from a win. Then you've got number six, Super X. He stuck on well in that race behind the Gento and Smart Edge there at Newcastle. He loomed and looked the winner to the couple of smart ones, got up and beat him. He'd stick on well. He could easily win the race. And the other one I'll throw in, number two, Reference. He won't get near these others, but you've got to throw another one in there. 3, 4, 6, and 2.
Yeah, Pete Snowden told us earlier, Conquest has got good ability, but he also stressed, even despite a small field, this is a classy race.
Oh, my word. He'll be getting home. His trials have been nice. He might be a nice horse in the making. But we'll know in a couple of hours' time, won't we?
Yeah, we certainly will. Race four, the Jess Taylor Class 2. Chatterchack number one for Godolphin again, $1.45 over Two Pleasant at $4.80.
She should win Chatterchack. She's got race fitness on the side. Her two runs this time in are good. Good third at Randwick last start. You'd think that would win a Class 2 here at Kembla. It's a very smart one here, number two, Pleasant. Having his first run for Teresa Bader, formerly with Scott Asprey, and was a very, very good winner back at Hawkesbury back in September last year. And beat a couple of smart ones, Jusobio and Skillful. Now, they've gone on since then. So I'll just watch the market with this one. Could give Chatterchack a run for its money. So one to beat two. Then we go to number four, Waltzing Willie. He was a good placing at Nowra last start. He might be just starting to find a bit of form. Lewinsky was a good winner first up and then disappointed last up. But a small field here might help. 1, 2, 4, 5.
To the next race, number five. This is the Grant Buckley Class 1. Number three, Metallic Moon. Currently 2.90 with tab fixed odds. One Addicted at 3.50. And five, Dashley Dub at $4.20.
Yeah, another jockey that rides his track so well, Grant Buckley. I've gone here, numbers, one, page here, maybe 1, 5, 3, and 2. Thought Addicted. He'd been threatening to win for a while. Back to his home track here after a good win there at Hawkesbury. I thought he found the line well the other day, and he might be a horse just on the improve. So I've got him there on top. I thought the dangers would be number five, Dashley Dub. His runs have all been good this prep, and I think he's the main chance. Metallic Moon, I think there's three last start winners in the race. Metallic Moon's one of those. He went up to Grafton and won very, very well there after a good Robert Thompson ride. And the other I've thrown in is number two, Seeking Attention, another one that was a last start winner. So for me, 1, 5, 3, 2, a bit of a lottery in a small field.
Right, to race six at 3.14. A Fillies and Mares race, number one, Buxell at $2.40 is the favourite for Kobe Jennings. Four So Hardest Catch at $3, and then out to three Canberra at $5.50.
I've got numbers 1, 4, 3, and 5. I like the run of Buxell first up here. She's got this big weight here, but Kobe Jennings is a heavyweight rider. Won't have to carry too much there. That was a terrific run first up when running second here at Kembla. Had good form last prep, and she carry that weight, had luck in running, hard to beat. I tipped number 4 So Hard to Catch last run. It was a much better run in that same race. Buxell beat at home there, and it did start favourite. It's the one to beat again. I think she'll run very, very well. Of the other three, Canberra. Now, she's a last out winner as well. Charged home to win here at Kembla. I think she's one that really is improving. That win might have just given her a bit of confidence. And number 5, Heir Apparent was best of the rest. 1, 4, 3, 5.
Race 7's the Tatlever Maiden, repeating Rachel Hunt takes over the ride on the Tab. Fixed odds favourite here, number 6, Gaytime Girl at 370, over 9, the Ladies Boy at 460, and Sorian number 8 at $5.
Well, this is a good race, Andrew. You've got a bit of city form coming back here. I've gone, one to get off, and we've got the two runners here. We've got the 1 and also the 8, Sonoran. I think Sonoran, I'm going to give him a chance here today. I think he's been looking for the 1,400. Two starts for two very good placings at both Newcastle and Gosford. And I thought he stuck on quite well, but the blinkers go on him today. And these big stables, when they've had these gear changes like blinkers, you know they've got to take a bit of notice, I think. Now, the Waller Horse, number 2, 8 over. He went around a very strong race at Warwick Farm last start, was placed there, and he loomed up to win and just found a couple too good. He might have come back okay. Then you've got to give number 6, Gaytime Girl, a chance here. She's run into something just too good at a past two starts here. And with the claim and also the good draw, she gets a chance here today. And the other one I threw in, first starter, big watcher number 4, Save the Last Dance from the Hawks camp. Be very, very patient with this mare and just watch for her to be running on late and watch the market. 8, 2, 6, and 4.
Yeah, the 4 currently at 6.50 with Tab Fixed Odds. The last, the Mitchell Bell, a benchmark 59 race. Number 1, Ready for Success, the favourite or joint favourite, with number 5, Kiara Rose. They're both at $3.90. The next best, the 3, at $4.60.
I've gone 5, 4, 1, and 3. Kiara Rose, Jason Eddard, he must be pulling his hair out. She ran second at a pass to staff. He took her out the Mudgee and she ran well there. And then second here at Kembla the other day after covering a fair bit of ground. She looked the winner to a more Moe Wowser, and he's come out 1 in the city since. So that's pretty good form here. If she can reproduce that, she nearly wins the race. I've got Ronnie Quinton's horse, 4, Happy Partner there is the main danger. Steps up to 2,000 metres where I think he'd be more comfortable. Third run back here today. I tip Ready for Success the other day, number 1. He probably got held up at a vital stage. He's a touch disappointing. I'll give him one more chance on his run before that, when a very good placing there at Canterbury. And senior rider going on here today, I think that's a big plus for him. And number 3, Sukumzi. He was a good winner last start at Port Macquarie and been running on wet tracks. A little bit dry here for him. But